A Deagle operator.
Joined.
Bitte, please. Bonjour.
Okay, you've been connected to the conference. Hold for more callers.
Hello?
joined. Joined.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's Ahmed speaking.
Victor Chiesa.
Ah, Victor, how are you?
That's fine. Who's calling?
Mohammed's on the line.
Hello?
Mohammed Bashir.
From Sudan.
From Sudan.
Happy to meet you, Mohammed. Happy New Year.
And nice to meet you.
Who else is on the line?
It's good, not bad. Sorry.
Who?
Yeah, it's good, not bad.
Okay. Sorry, the rain is very bad.
Yeah, we hope
the rain is very bad.
Yeah.
This is the operator, the French channel.
Are you ready?
This is the operator. The French channel is on the line, and the other dialers are calling in.
Heidi?
Joined.
Good evening, this is Heidi.
My name is Alois Beda of Afralo.
Joined.
I'm on speakerphone. Okay, let's see. I think I'm going to get
left.
Hello.
Oops, who's that?
Yeah, I do. In the English channel this morning?
Heidi and Matthias.
Okay, anybody else? Hello?
I think that might be it.
Okay. Okay, and in the French channel we have Mr. Okay, and then in the French channel we have Hawa. Okay, and then the French channel, we have Didier, we have Mr. Moulanda, we have Mr. Bumbambo, Mr. Shambi, and Hawa. And they haven't started yet, just so you know.
Okay, could you repeat those, please?
Of course. There's Mr. Shambi, Boudouin Shambi, Mr. Bumbambo, Mr. Moulanda. There's Didier Cazol and Hawa.
Okay, thank you.
And do we have anybody else in the English channel?
Yes, we have Eloise Menda and Vic Sojiza.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Yes, hello.
Could you put me in the French channel?
What was that?
My name is Vic Sojiza. May I request to be in the French channel?
Is this Eloise?
Alors, vous voulez qu'on vous connecte dans la chaîne en français, Monsieur Eloise? Hello?
Oui.
Ah, ok, d'accord.
Oui, oui, oui.
Vous préférez la chaîne en anglais, en français alors?
En français, s'il vous plaît.
Ok, pas de problème, ne quittez pas.
Merci.
Okay, and we still have not started, just so you guys know, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whenever we start, I will start speaking. Okay, so at this point, we are going to choose the person who's going to head the meeting. DDA, I propose that you lead the session. Would you agree with that? Very well. I think I will agree to lead the session then. That's DDA speaking. Very well. We are going to start then with the adoption of the agenda for the December 10th summary. So we shall start with that. Okay, do you all hear me? Yes, we hear you very well.
Yes.
Yes, and, you know, in regards to the reports and everything, I read that already. So at this moment, we need to adopt the report from the 10th of December.
Joined.
Then, Hawa. So if you guys have any comments on the report for December 10th, if not, it will be adopted. Well, I actually read it personally. and I actually shared it with certain friends. So it's actually quite good, I think. Very well. So in that case, we're going to go. We are going to talk about the ALS application. We have three applications at this moment. So, you know, there's due diligence that has already been sent for all these three applications. And so we received these three applications from these three entities, the FMIE. And so, you know, in regards to Africa, we have then the second application at this time as well, which is from BJBJ. And so we also have, once again, the FMIE, which is the Mediterranean Federation of Associations of Internet, which is also one of the entities that has filed an application. And then we have, once again, Bokjang Book, which is in Senegal. And finally, we have the CAPDA, which is the Consortium of Support for Actions for the Promotion of Development of Africa. So really, it's a matter of everybody really giving their comments and their participation to see if they agree or not, you know, with these entities.
Mohammed.
So in this case,
join.
In regards to LSs and the participation of Afrelo, it'll be important, therefore, to get proper opinions on to see if we would agree to have these entities with us or not. So next point. That we are going to discuss is the external review of the ELAC. And so we had Fatimata, who was responsible for that, and then we have the new generic name top-level domains. CTA was responsible, and then we had the draft implementation plan for ID and CCTLDs, where Mohammed was responsible. And we also had the summit. Yes, hello.
Hi, Mohammed here. Sorry, I had a communication problem, but finally I joined the call. Hello, I managed to join the call. I'll be online.
Great. And at this time, so we are still discussing the points, including the draft public comment responses, the external review, the new generic name, the draft implementation, the summit, and the updates from the ALSs and the regional activities. So, very well. At this point, so, at this time, Mohammed, if there are anything, if there's anything that you'd like to say in regards to the draft implementation plan, or in regards to the summit for Afrelo,
Okay. Thank you very much, Andy. Regarding the draft implementation plan, today was the deadline for submitting the comments on the draft implementation plan for introducing new identity CLDs. And it seemed there's many comments coming, actually the comment period has been extended 1 month extra to enable CCLD registries, internet organizations, governments to submit their comments. And basically, most of the issues that has been raised from on the draft plan was related to the process of re-delegating a new IDN CCLD and the relationship between the IDN CCLD and ICANN and within the ICANN decision itself, and the need to show local internet community support for their applications and the issues of contracts. And there's different issues related to how to, mostly political issues in terms of choosing the string for the country and how that could affect the stability of the internet. So basically, this is going to be a hot topic in the next coming period. This is for the IDN CCLD fast track. Regarding the summit, unfortunately, I was unable to follow up the work of the summit working group in the last 3 weeks because I was on a leave. So I guess one of my colleagues, Hawa, or could give more information on that. I was happy to answer any questions related to...
Okay, and then at this point, I'll give you then, Mohammed, a resume on what happened on the previous meeting.
Okay.
So basically, there's a working group that was chosen for the summit. And also, in this case, for the ratification of the points that will be discussed. And as such, to be able to send to ICANN. And so each participant, you know, from each working group will have to prepare such document, and then this document will have to be prepared by all the participants and then sent to ICANN for the approval and ratification.
Okay. And I think there is also...
And so each group...
Sorry, go ahead, please.
And so, you know, we are still waiting for the responses from the people in regards to the questionnaires and what are the actual subjects that are going to be presented at the summit. So at this point, the working group will be working on what are the actual subjects from the feedback, therefore, to be presented. And that's really the resume of what was said. And so I will be asking... And so all the ILSs have been asked to respond in regards to the poll. Because, you know, not everybody has participated, not everybody has actually filled out the polls.
Can you give a brief status about responses from Africa on the second survey? How many ALSs responded so far?
Or? Well, in regards to Africa, you know, because we've had from the other Rallo, the list that they gave us, there hasn't been that much participation.
Okay.
I personally, you know, I and I actually, I was able to do the poll, and this says DJ speaking. And I do think there are certain problems for the African side, because there are many things that are not being dealt with, for one thing.
Okay.
And so, you know, there is a matter of seeing how we're going to actually therefore engage, once again, more of the participation.
Yeah, I do agree with you that our top issue in the AfroAlo is engaging ALSs and on the policy development, and even just actively participating in that. And I think the summit will be a good chance to have a face-to-face conversations and meetings and with people face-to-face and see what's the problem in terms of that and how we can solve that and have maybe more active participation.
And then there's, you know, an issue regards to the codes as well. And that's something that I'm not very happy about.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm one of the people who have raised, I mean, their frustration a long time ago about the level of participation in our conference calls and the need that we need to have an agreed agenda. Things Twitter have more role involved in that, and all I can say is I think we are progressing, but it's not the good situation that we want it to be in terms of participation, but hopefully maybe in the face-to-face meeting those things need to be clear. And also, we managed to have some sort of an accountability framework could specify certain requirements regarding participation in terms of conference calls in order for an ALS to be called an active ALS. I think that will help. This benchmarking will help to improve participation, I guess.
I'm sorry. So could you repeat that last portion again?
Some sort of let's say, accountability framework, some sort of a minimum participation requirement that is agreed upon by all, by the Rallo, let's say, and checked on. So at the end, we call an active member based on a minimum set of criteria of participation. By that, I think we can boost and improve active participation if we have an agreed set of requirements. Let's say minimum to be attended. Let's say minimum email for participation in policy. We need some sort of accountability or a minimum required participation requirement to be in place. Did you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Heidi. And I have a comment on that topic. of accountability and engagement.
Go ahead.
Yes, these are really important issues, and I think that possibly these issues could be on the agenda for the AFRALO General Assembly that is to be held in Mexico.
Actually, I was... thank you, Heidi, for that. Actually, I was going to commend that and to be put in the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
And nothing is being said on the French side. Give me one moment. And so, once again, you know, we're talking about the ALS participation. And so, in this case, it seems to me, you know, we have to see which ALSs have participated, which ones have not participated. And then, you know, share all this information with everybody, and then from there make a decision. Does anybody have anything to say in regards to that? Edgidia, this is Hawa.
Mohammed, I would like to respond to that. I think the part of the problem currently we don't have a mechanism to measure activity in terms of, we can say...
Okay, and you know, give me one moment, because Hawa's speaking at the same time as you. Okay, so what Hawa's saying at this moment is that to post this online and then try to see, you know, who agrees with it and who does not. And so post this announcement online, you know, to see if people agree, you know, the rules, for example, organizing a committee. You know, so really it would be important to prepare all these points and post them online to be able to treat them at the summit.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I couldn't quite get that.
Of course. From what Hal was saying, that it would be good to maybe post several of these ideas and subjects online as a proposal and to see who participates and who agrees in order to be able to post these subjects as part of the agenda at the General Assembly.
Thank you. Okay.
I do agree with that, and I think, yeah.
And so at this point, Mohammed, we will... I believe start with the proposal that you just mentioned, because it was a very good idea.
Okay, thank you, and I think we need to work on that in the coming month.
I know that the ALS in Congo, for example, you know, there are many that sometimes you want to say things. And many times don't have the opportunity. We're going to ask somebody else to participate then. You know, once again, you know, and this is just speaking, you know, I definitely think that, you know, it's once again a matter of working on the strategy to engage more participation from the ILSs. And at this point, there's a lot of noise from Bhutan's line, so we can't hear too much what he's saying. Are there any other points that we'd like to discuss at this time?
Mohammed here.
Yeah, hey, Mohammed. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we need to work closely with the SOP in the coming days and weeks to ensure that every ALS in the region have responded to the second survey for the summit and try to get hold of and contact the ALSs that we have problem in getting contact with, either even if using phone or that, and I'll be happy to assist in that. Thank you.
This is Heidi. And
go ahead.
And I fully agree that and welcome that we work closely together to encourage those that have not responded to the second survey to respond. And I can provide you on a daily basis with the people who have not voted. So you can then either email them or call them to encourage them to vote by Monday the 12th of January.
Mohammed, that would be very good, Heidi. And I will appreciate that. I will try to help on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nahawa would like to say something. You know, we definitely have to work very hard with the staff, very true. But, you know, I think that at the same time, it'll be important to definitely make sure that we do get the right information from the right people to be able to get in contact with them in order to be able to get the information, as well that there are people who sometimes don't have access to the to these polls. Okay, now at this point, does the staff have any announcements to make?
Matthias, do you want to talk about the big pulse issue, or that we're working closely with them to ensure that everyone can vote?
Yeah, we've been in contact with the vote administrators from Big Pulse, and they're aware of the problem with some of the email addresses, and will get back to us tomorrow. They now have to work on this problem with their engineers. And before they can give us an advice, they will have to make sure that they understand the problem. So this will probably take a day or two. And then we will be able to go back to everybody who wasn't able to vote and ask them to log on to Big Pulse system again and vote.
Thank you very much. And to everybody that's here, it's very important to, you know, check your emails in order to be able to actually either give your opinion and, you know, send messages if possible. And I do agree with Hawa as well, says Baudouin. So finally, we are going to go to the next point. Now that the staff has made their announcement. Can you all hear me in the English channel?
Yes.
Mohammed.
And now, in this case, we need to talk about the web page and the contents of the web page. So we, you know, first of all, I have to start working more on the page and, you know, how to actually present it and the details that are going to be shown on the page, and to make sure that everything is ready for the summit. So it would be very, it would be very important to start working very hard on this to make sure that all this is ready before the summit. Okay, did you all hear?
Yes. I'm just wondering, are you referring to a page for Afralo that is on the agenda, or are you referring to a web page for the summit?
I think it's for the summit.
Okay.
Do you want me to say something?
Yes, please. Sorry, Matthias.
Hi, this is Matthias. Perhaps before we discuss it in this teleconference, just to let you know, we have a teleconference with the core group of the Summit Working Group later tonight, and we will look into this issue during this call. So maybe better than discuss it here, those of you who will be on the call tonight will be able to discuss it tonight, and then we will be able to give some feedback to the Railo afterwards.
Okay. And 1 second, please, on the English channel. Unfortunately, there's one line that's got a background noise, and so I can't hear. And Sebastian has to say something. And go ahead, Sebastian. I think that it'll be easier that I participate because in regards to the interpretation, we are losing a lot of line from one side to the other. So the budget that was actually dealt with from the summit and the ALSs, in regards to the ALS members that are going to be representing, there are certain exceptions. So I think that the chair from the ALEC we'll be able to, in this case, maybe discuss what's going to happen. But it's really the ALEC members that will be representing the ALSs at the summit. So I think that if there are any specific questions in regards to this, for some of you, if you have any questions, I think that it's very important to present a lot of these questions either online or tonight for the meeting. But, you know, each ALEC is going to have each representative for the summit. And once again, in regards to the budget and the trip organization, I think that it's something that we will be dealing with tonight as well, because it's something that was actually raised several times, because there is a matter of because there's a matter of the staff and, for example, the participation of the embassies and the visa issue, and as well as the people who, for example, don't have the custom of traveling. So if they are going to need any specific support, for example, and so these are things that are very, very important to deal with. Because obviously the goal finally is to make sure is to have several ILSs, there aren't many ALEC members, so it is very important to have as many participants as possible. And thank you, Sebastian. And Fatima is online now. And Didier, we can barely. Okay, this is a bit better. We can hear Didier now. Okay, so what I was saying, this is Didier speaking, is that for the summit, in regards to, the people that are going to be going to Mexico, for example, it seems to me that we need to start the process at this moment to make sure that there are no problems or difficulties in regards to people being able to travel over there, because of visa issues or things of that issue. And I have something to say, and this is Fatimata, by the way. There were problems with traffic, but what I did want to say in regards to that, this is in regards to the ALS representatives, because when I received the email from Nick for the second poll, it said that, for example, that if I did not represent my ONG, and I right away said that I was not sure if I was going to be able to represent my ALS, but that there was somebody else that might be able to participate on behalf of my ALS. And so Nick basically let me know that if I didn't go, there were not going to be any other representatives from my own ILS that were going to be able to go. Well, and then the issue is that there are several ALEC members, and, many times there will be one or the other that are not going to be able to participate. Yes, but the problem with Africa is that there aren't that many ALSs. Now, for example, the ones that are at the ALEC level, if they cannot, for example, get, because I put my name, I wanted to participate because I really, wanted there are members that I would also like to promote that should also be able to participate as well. See, for Senegal, for example, I don't even know if there are any other LSs that are willing to participate at this point. Thank you, Fatimata. I think that it's very important then to present this subject at the summit meeting, and I'll definitely present this at the summit meeting. But I want at least a fellow to make sure that this point is presented. But I don't want it to be just me that says, "Oh, this is a problem." I just want to make sure that if the other members of AFRALO agree with me and agree with this point. because, like I said, we don't have that many LSS, and then we start eliminating, you know, the five members that are part of ILAC, then, you know, that's a problem. And actually, Fatimata from Sebastian, there's three members of ILAC because there's three per region. So there's three ILAC members, Hawa and Mohammed Bashir. They're the fifth one. So we would need somebody else at this point.
Mohammed here. I would like to comment on Fatimata's point. I guess this is a very valid point, and it's also useful to get other people from our ALS is also engaged. So, and as she said, I do agree that in Africa we have in terms of the number of ALS is currently accredited in both. So,
and you know this is something that was you know, mentioned at the last meeting. And, you know, we were told that it had to do with the poll that was presented. And so, you know, from Africa, you know, since we don't have that many members, you know, other LSS members should be allowed to participate. For example, as, you know, as much as we try to engage more participation. I mean, I don't want to play Cassandra, says Sebastian, but, you know, we do have a budget, and the budget is what it is. And I don't see how, for example, the budget is able to, let's say, pay for two representatives. No, not two representatives for ALS, but what I'm trying to say is there are three ALS members in Africa. So why not? Because, you know, we are not even considered in the a budget for the summit. So why not consider the local members who are not necessarily ALAC members because the budget has not been granted to be able to do that? Well, that's a problem. And then at that moment, then we can't participate. You know, because once again, we don't have that many analysis. And I'm sorry to say this, and this is Sebastian speaking. I don't know how you can say that there's less ALS in Africa than in the other continents, I mean, or the other regions. How is it that I say this? No, why are you saying? It's a matter of participation, African participation. Sebastian, you know very well that there are ILSs, but we don't have a very big participation. And so if we want to engage, you know, other people that are able to participate, I think that these people should be given the opportunity, even for the summit. I mean, do you think that it's better in the other regions? I think that it is better in other regions. I've got to be very honest with you. It's not the way it is. In Europe, we have the same difficulties in Africa, or even worse in Africa. We have very little participation. So, you know, really, I'm not too sure that, you know, Africa should be dealt with in a different manner. We have Sebastian, but, you know, there are members that are being paid or that have the means to be able to be paid for in order to participate for these meetings. You know, so...
Mohammed, I would like to comment here.
I wasn't
attending the summit working group meetings. But
give me Mohammed. Give me 1 second because you're still speaking, and let me just tell them.
Yes, sorry. Go ahead.
And at this point, and the final portion of the conversation is that, you know, for example, one of the last meetings. Mohammed, please, go ahead.
Yeah. I was attending the working group, summit working group meeting. So if there's an agreement that if ALEC members are representing their ALSs, they're not allowed to have another representative from those ALSs to travel. What about the case of that if we have some ALSs that they didn't respond or they're not willing to participate? Can we utilize that those missing the candidates seat to allow, let's say, the case of other people from to represent those ALSs that are represented by the ILAC members? I'm not sure if that has been talked or discussed in the summit working group. Because what I'm hearing, there is budget constraints and that. So maybe someone like Fatima or Sebastian could answer my question on this.
I'm sorry, what is the question again, Mohammed? You're talking about ALSs that are not participating. What is the question?
Exactly. In the case of ALSs not responding to the second survey, so they're not going to, let's say, to participate in the summit, their seats will be vacant. So basically, could those seats or this fund be utilized by this case that Fatima mentioned, that we bring other people than the current ALEC?
No, but, you know, I mean, but see, everything that I just spoke about has nothing to do with the ALSs that did not participate in the poll.
No. I meant it's the discussion currently about ALEC members representing the ALSs, and they want to be
talking about the ALSs that actually participated in the polls and that are not considered because you know, they have a representative that is already an ALEC member, and that's what I meant. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, and actually, my suggestion was that if there is ALS, if they're not going to the summit, why not to use their fund or at least their vacancy to the ALS that they currently, they're active, but they're active because they're represented by an ALEC member, to choose another person to go with the ALEC member. That's what I'm suggesting. Let's say from Africa we have, let's say, 20...
That's a good question, actually, and that is a good question.
Thank you.
And so that was the question, really, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a very important question. And I think that's a question that needs to be mentioned at the meeting today, at the summit meeting today. It's very important to mention this. Because, you know, the budget is a major concern for all of us. So, you know, I definitely think that it would be very important to present this question at the meeting tonight. And I do want to say two things in regard to this. You know, the budget was based on the participation of one ALS representative who responded to the first poll, and that's how it was actually figured out. You know, so between the first poll and the second poll, if there are other ALSs that decided that they are not going to participate, there are parts of the budget that will remain, of course. Now, the name of the person who's going to be representing the LS is, and for the ALAC, really, you know, that's really the decision of the organization to see who's going to be the representative at the summit meeting. And I think that, you know, Mohammed's question is something very important, and I think that it's something that we do have to deal with at tonight's meeting, because it's very valid. Now, at this point, it's been an hour. That was the time allocated for the meeting, so, you know, if there's anything else to say.
This is Heidi.
Is CID qui veut dire quelque chose? Go, Heidi.
Just two points. I think that this might be a good question, yes, to put on the agenda for today's meeting, but I think at the same time we need to focus on contacting those ALSs who have not yet responded to the second survey to encourage them to respond to that survey.
Hi, this is Mohammed here. I will be
yes,
and that. And
that is very important as well.
Yeah, okay.
And it is very important to definitely engage these discussions and to try to personally speak to several of them. Definitely. Is there anything else that anybody would like to say? No?
Sorry.
If there's nothing else? Yes?
Sorry, just one more point that was brought up recently by Cheryl and Sebastian and others. The issue of the Afralo regional site that on the agenda, you can click on that for the link. And you can see currently that there's no text on that site right now. And it would be, I think, useful if someone, perhaps in discussion with other AFRALO members, could decide on the text that should be in there.
Very well. So then, you know, we can definitely start, you know, putting some text in there then. Some information at that point.
Would someone like to take responsibility for that? I can help them with that.
I think the meeting should the secretary to liaise. I mean, with the staff, if help is.
No, the ALS list is already available. So it's really a matter of just, you know, including it with the link. So on the site, the follow page, there's nothing at this moment.
We need the secretary to be active and fill that and insert some information. I guess this is the good approach.
I'm sorry. Repeat this again, Mohammed.
I think this role could be done by the secretary, the AFRALO secretary.
By AFRALO Securities?
Secretariat.
Oh, Secretariat. Yes, that could be good.
Can the meeting, on the meeting outcome, request the secretary to proceed on that.
Donc, je voudrais donc mettre en question de demande. Uh,
Very well.
So if there's nothing else, then I think that we are going to close at this time. And thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mohammed.
Left.
Heidi?
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.
French.
Left.